Mark, thanks for taking our call.
Good, looking forward to it. St. Peter's have been away for a couple of weeks, so nice to come back against a long-standing foe like Saskatchewan.
Now, for the first time in what seems like forever, Calgary lost a regular season game that actually mattered in the standings last week in Montreal. How did the team react to that after the game?
Well, after the game, they were very happy with themselves. They realized that they left a lot of points on the field. I mean, early in the game, they drove the ball quite well. Their stats are actually not all that bad, but they ended up those drives with threes instead of sevens. That's not ideal situation, so that came back to haunt them later on. And, they weren't really happy with themselves. They know they weren't sharp in some areas. There were some key drops. There was the player ejection and a few things. So they weren't very happy, and I guess we'll find out this week about their bounce-back capacity because, like you say, they haven't lost a game that really had a big impact in the standings for quite a while.
So speaking of that game, Jerome Messam was ejected early on in the game, and that seemed to set the tone. First, did he do anything other than grab the face mask of Chip Cox? Because that's all we could really see on TV. And second, how much of a loss was Jerome Messam to the team in that game?
Well, two things. First of all, because I was looking at the fumble and the fallouts from that, I really didn't see what happened. I saw the same replay. I didn't see it live at the time. All Jerome Messam said, and he answered questions on Saturday, is, I can't let somebody get in my head like that. So I'm going to assume there are a few things that weren't and shouldn't have been picked up on the TV that were said as well. So that's the number one thing I'm going to think. Did it impact the team? Yeah, I think it was quite a turning point in the game. Number one, they were coming off of a touchdown, which was given up via the fumble, and then you lost your top running back. He was gone for the game. Already the running game was struggling a bit because of a patchwork offensive line that really hadn't worked together, but Messam's capable of bowling out quite a few yards on his own. He wasn't available. So, yeah, I do think it had quite an impact on the team and certainly didn't help their cause. It wasn't the only reason they lost, but it sure didn't help the cause.
Now, injuries are starting to hit the Stampeders defensive line. Is there any talk of people or of someone being airlifted in? Are they going to try and make do with the players they have now?
Well, first of all, it looks like Charleston Hughes is going to be back this week, so that'll certainly eliminate some of the woes caused by the injuries. They already have been airlifting in quite a few guys, and even those guys got hurt. They signed a Whiteside, who was previously with Ottawa, was supposed to go to Edmonton's camp, didn't make it there. He got injured. He's gone for an extended period. They signed two guys last week. Frank, who was with the Eskimos before, they brought him in, and he played and started, actually, and they brought Ben D'Aguilar back. Ben was let go by the Stamps at the end of camp, so they have begun an airlift. They've used a dozen linemen already, so in terms of bringing in players, if they have to, they will. The market isn't exactly flush with those kind of guys right now, and they have brought some in, but hopefully some of these guys will start to get healthy, and I think it's going to start with Charleston Hughes this weekend. But no question, it's been tough constantly rotating players in and out of the defensive line, and I think that's one of the contributing factors as well to the loss. The line was inexperienced, and Terrell Sutton had a tremendous game for Montreal, and I thought took advantage of it along the ground there.
Jumping ahead to Saturday night against the Riders, how much of a chance do the Riders have against a pissed-off Stamps team coming off a loss?
Well, Saskatchewan's regular season history in Calgary is terrible. The playoff history is a little different. They have a very good record. I mean, everybody's got a chance, of course, and, Saskatchewan's coming off of a win, but statistically, and the odds would suggest the Stampeders are going to be favored and by quite a bit, so we'll just have to see what happens with the game. But the Stampeders have got something to prove. They just didn't play to their standards the other day, and I think they're as much worried about themselves as they are the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. But are the Rough Riders decided underdogs in this game? Yes, I would have to say for sure, and the Stampeders want to get back to where they think they should be, and they'll do so, they hope, at the Rough Riders' expense there.
Has there been any talk about the impact of the air quality because of the BC wildfires for this game?
Well, not right now, but you're right. It is certainly an issue. It's not bad today. It wasn't too bad of practice today, but for other future days, there's talk of more coming in. So, yeah, it could be an issue. It's very noticeable, I got to say that. It's a little hazy, even at 7 o'clock at night. You can sort of see some of the haze out there. So, yeah, it could be a problem. Whether it still is a factor by Saturday, I don't know. But all I can tell you is, if you look at the maps and you hear the reports and everything, there's an endless supply, unfortunately, of fires and, by extension, fire smoke that's going to be coming over from BC. So I will watch as we get closer to the day, but sure, it could be a factor for sure.
How much are the linemen, both offense and defense, looking forward to playing against their former teammates like Derek Dennis and Zach Minter?
Well, that'll be interesting. Derek will certainly announce his arrival 10 minutes before the rest of the team arrives. He's certainly a gregarious, outgoing guy. And, you know, well, obviously the fact that he's gone is a big hole for the team to replace. They've had to juggle people through that position. I'm sure they'll enjoy playing him. He's a tremendous player. Zach Minter wasn't quite as big a part of the team as Derek Dennis was, but obviously a player that was here last year, and the team respected him for sure. So, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of interest in playing both of those guys and see how they do. And, you know, the rest of that Saskatchewan line, obviously Jefferson's off to a very good start with them, so we'll see what the rest of them do. But, yeah, I think there'll be a lot of interest, particularly Derek Dennis, who will certainly let everybody know he's back at McMahon Stadium.
Now, the Riders kept it close in both games against Calgary last year, and that was with arguably a much worse team than they have today. Do you see this being a close game as well?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Different things can happen. If Bo Levi Mitchell continues his strong play, but so has Kevin Glenn been playing very strong. I still think the Stampeders are favored, probably by 8 to 10 points, and I think the Stampeders are going to try and get back on track and eliminate some of the things that got them into trouble. But you know what? If the lineup doesn't produce, if they can't field the guys they want, Saskatchewan maybe can come in here and steal a game. Like I say, their regular season history here is terrible. Playoffs is a different story, but this is July, and not too many trips to the Grey Cup are being awarded just yet. So, the Stampeders are favored, but let's just watch it unfold and play and see what the Saskatchewan Rough Riders do here.
So, prediction time, what do you think the final score is going to be?
I think the Calgary Stampeders are going to win this game. I think it will be by a count of 35-21. So there's a 2-touchdown gap between the two teams, and I think the Stampeders will be firing at all cylinders. The Rough Riders will get a big play or two from, some of their fine receivers. Maybe Bakari Grant or Roosevelt shakes free and puts some points on the board. But on balance, I think the Stampeders are going to win by a relatively comfortable margin of 14 points.
Well, the atmosphere should be electric this weekend. Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
No problem. Looking forward to it. It's two trips for the Rough Riders to Calgary, but I'm really looking forward to the trip there when we go in September on the 24th. So it should be a great rivalry, and haven't played them since August of last year. It's almost been a full calendar year, so looking forward to seeing the Green Gang when they come over here.
Enjoy the game, but not too much, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for calling.